Our question today is whether there is a specific way to deal with internal sadness, or is it more of a personal journey that's different for everyone with the help of grace. We all carry some kind of wound, some sadness in this life, no doubt. It comes with the territory, if you will. And all of us who are seeking to awaken, to live fully in an authentic life, guided by the light of spirit, must ultimately transcend the side effects of our wounds and griefs, sadnesses, melancholia that we have been clouded by along the way. Now, transcending does not mean repressing or disregarding, but it means spiritually having worked through it and, in fact, out of the very suffering of our inner being, to find our way into that place of greater wisdom and understanding. We all know, I'm sure, that suffering, when it is not a destructive element, is transformative. It is a maturing process. People become deeper human beings, more compassionate, with greater empathy, greater self-sacrifice out of their suffering. So a suffering that is informed by a spiritual understanding can become the fertile ground for that transcendence, that transformation, that metamorphosis, that metanoia that allows us to become whole people. It is important not to linger in sadness. It is important to recognize that there's a part of us that is addicted to lingering in that form of unhappiness, whether it be self-pity or regret. It is a strong, even subtle, even though it's subtle, a strong emotion that is like a drug, and even though it is a negative, it is not life-affirming, we have a tendency to be attracted to it. And it is very important to recognize that we cannot live there, that in order to enter into the reality of spirit, the presence of God, we have to not be self-absorbed. We have to open ourselves up, become receptive to a quality of energy that does not mix with the darker, heavier energy of personal self-concern and grief and negativity that keeps us in the basement of ourselves. So you hear a paradoxical thing. It is out of our suffering that we find the light, and also suffering can be an obstacle to finding the light when it is misused and turns in upon itself. The second question is, once I've overcome it, what do I become? Do I get closer to discovering my true self, or does another personality trait take over, a more positive one? What I'm hearing behind this question is, I know myself through that personal sadness, that somehow my identity is intertwined with that sadness, and if that's removed, then who am I? Well, one thing's for sure, you are not that sadness, it is not your identity. When you were a child, in the innocence of your being, in the wonder towards life, the joy of living in the moment. That was your essential nature that later was clouded by the sadness. So the sadness, even though it's very familiar, is not the identity. And with this question comes, if God is the same and God is inside all of us, do we ultimately all become the same sort of godly person with the same personality? Well, most certainly not. We become our essential selves, our authentic selves, informed by the nearness of God and by the call to be pleasing to God and to align ourselves in right living. And that is absolutely individual and creative. It is ultimate creativity, really. So it is, it comes in many forms. Now, it is true that there are some similarities, for instance, believing in the good, seeking to do good, seeking to live by the teachings and commandments of the revelations. But even then, it manifests in the glory of the individuality that has been given to each one, in the myriad lovely things of life that reflect the holy. So one does not disappear behind some new personality. One becomes the best part of oneself, cleansed and conscious and understanding and fully realized, that potential that we were born with, the individual gifts, the experiences we've had, all of that shapes who we are as witnesses to the holy. And it is truly the glorious freedom of the children of God, in that we are truly free to be ourselves in the best sense of the term. And it is as ourselves that we love God and become venues of blessing in the world because of that love.